One company whose profit was going the other way was Spark, and strong growth in mobile data sales lifted its half-year result. Net profit was up 9% to $167 million for the 6 months ended December, with revenue up 4%, with margins increasing in the mobile, broadband and cloud divisions. That growth offset a continued decline in the traditional fixed phone line business. There are no details on the subscriptions or financials of Spark's sports streaming service. Spark's chief executive, Joel Hodson, says increasing demand for unlimited mobile data packages is paying off.
A lot of that's been driven, obviously, by consumer demand, as we see them using more data to do more and more on the move, and that's what's driving this lift up from both prepaid to postpaid, but within postpaid up into unlimited, and that's leading to a higher service revenue. So when you look at the trends and you look at everything that's happening, it's hard to see that we won't continue to see a trend of consumers wanting to use more data, and then you think about the context of our market as well, which has been more predominantly weighted to a prepaid market than many international markets. I think we can look at that trend and say we would expect it to continue. The other thing to just call out in relation to that is what we have seen is some abating of the business decline, because that's previously we've had quite good growth in consumer ARPU, but business has been declining at a rate over a number of years. What we've seen is SME customers also opting into the unlimited type plans, which is also leading to a growth in terms of or a flattening of that rate of decline. It hasn't completely stopped, obviously, but it has looked to abate.
That's the chief executive of Spark, Jolie Hodson. She says its increase in costs is due to it spending two-thirds of its annual expense target in the first half of the year and on launching new businesses and making improvements to Spark Sport. And the ARPU that she mentions there, ARPU, not just a character in The Simpsons, but it also stands for Average Revenue Per Customer.